England's Lane by Joseph Connolly. Read by Bridget Forsyth and Nigel Peaver. In the beginning, I am a capable woman. And no, I don't really believe that it's vain of me to say so. Coping, when your own life and that of everyone around you is daily in danger, is really not so very terribly admirable. I am a capable woman. Yes, but so very many of us had to be in the long dark days of the war.
We had to have strength. Rather surprisingly, it grew within you, the mind and body. I think they come to sense its necessity.
I drew upon it very largely in order to try to overcome the loss of my sister, who was dearer to me than anyone on earth. This, though, all of this, it came a few years after, at a time when I foolishly believed that death and dying were over and done with, and I needed even more strength then, and of quite a different sort, to deal with the strangeness that emerged from her terrible passing. So very unexpected was this bright new love that ripened and burst inside of me.
So shocking and just unstoppably. For Paul, the little boy, hardly more than 1 year old, whom she left behind her.
The pain from loving him, from knowing now that to me he is just quite utterly everything there is in the world, can simply stop my throat. And yet somehow it is charged with such sweetness. The agony of anxiety for his every moment fills me with warmth. A wash of warmth in which I nearly luxed.